Charles Martinet joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Hello, Super Rob. Hello to all my friends at Mountain FM. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, you number one. Woohoo! Hi, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Are you just able to sort of slip into your voices back and forth like that all the time?
It's what I do as an actor. In fact, I wake up in the morning, and if it's going to be a good day, I hear, da-da-da-da-da-da, here we go. I've had the tremendous pleasure and honor of doing Mario's voice for 25 years.
Mario was obviously a very established character before he even had a voice. How did you think about what he would sound like?
I had actually never heard of Mario. I had actually never heard of Nintendo, and I was doing what actors often do, sitting on the beach waiting for the phone to ring, reading a book, and the phone rang, and it was a friend of mine, and he said, you know, hey, you should go do this audition. It's for a trade show in Vegas. And I said, there's no way I would ever crash an audition. I'm a professional actor. Where should I go? I have no idea why, but I went to this audition. I crashed it. I walked in the door as the producer's walking out the door, and I said, can I please read for this character? And he looks at his watch and looks at me and goes, oh, all right. You're an Italian plumber from Brooklyn. Start talking. And when you run out of things to say, that's your audition. And I'm thinking to myself, Italian plumber from Brooklyn, you know, hey, get out of my face. Don't bother me. And I didn't want to do something that was coarse. And I thought, well, I can do something much nicer. And I had done Gremio and Taming of the Shrew a few years earlier. Nice Italian guy. Oh, tocca like this. And I thought, well, maybe something like that. And I heard action. I said, hello, I'm a Mario. Okie dokie, let's make a pizza pie together. You know, and I started making things up and running around. And I was having so much fun with the voice that I kept going. And I also kept thinking, well, he's surely going to say stop. But he didn't until I heard, stop talking. There's no more videotape. Thank you. We'll be in touch. And that was 25 years ago. Still haven't really stopped talking, have I?
So, I mean, not only do you do Mario for those games, but you've been tapped to do many of the other iconic characters in them as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I do Mario, Luigi, Wario, Waluigi, Baby Mario, Baby Luigi. Nintendo's been so great to me. Every time I go into a studio, I never know who exactly I'm going to play. And, you know, one day there's Waluigi, you know, and another day it's Wario. Have a rockin' day. I always try to make the character voices be fun and joyful and, you know, even when they're having a bad guy kind of day, because I think life is such a great gift. Might as well have fun doing it, you know?
Who are some of the other iconic characters that you've done that people might recognize?
No, I did a bunch of voices in Lord of the Rings games. I guess Parthenax was a great character in Skyrim that I love to do, you know? What brings you to the throat of the world? Yeah, just every character has been fun. But for me, to consider 25 years doing my favorite character in the whole wide world, Mario, is the greatest. I am so thrilled because, you know, going to Calgary Comic and Entertainment Expo in April 28th through May 1st, it's one great thing to do the voices. It's another amazing thing to meet fans of Mario because, you know, it's multiple generations. You know, I played with my mom and dad when I was a kid, and now I get to play with my kids and, you know, things like that that people say is just so absolutely wonderful. Plus, so much fun to go there because people come dressed up as characters, and it's just a huge party. It's just really fun.
Have you ever made your way out to the Canmore Banff area, the Rocky Mountains, just west of Calgary while you've been up here?
I absolutely think you're the luckiest people in the world to live in the most beautiful area in the world. I was up there visiting Nintendo, and they graciously said, hey, take a car, let's go, have fun. And I went to Lake Louise and to Banff. Absolutely fantastic, amazing, amazing adventure. And I'm going to do it again this time. This time I'm going to go to Jasper and Lake Louise and Banff. And I can't wait, you know, springtime in Alberta. I just can't imagine anything more beautiful. How do you get your water so beautiful when you look at the stream and there's that Lake Louise blue that just is translucent and gorgeous and it's just amazing.
They paint the bottom of the lake every year, don't you know?
Is that what it is? I thought it was Kool-Aid. I could not for that flavor.
Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario, is going to be appearing at this year's Calgary Comic and Entertainment Expo, April 28th through May 1st. CalgaryExpo.com has all the details on who's coming, where you can get your tickets and that sort of thing. Charles, thanks so much. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank you so much, Rob. Have a great time, and you're number one. Woohoo!